Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, how's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here talking about culture, race, and American politics. That's the crap we're going to discuss. Anytime I can use history to help people understand what all of this junk is about, because right now our politics is junk, our society's upside down, everything that is right has become wrong, and everything that is wrong has become right. So I want to basically kind of go back in time, and I want to do a historical piece on, do you even know the origins of the Republican Party? Because I think most people do not understand the Republican Party, where it came from, and what it stands for. Now, I decided to do this simply because myself, I am totally frustrated with the Republican Party. Absolutely, totally frustrated with the Republican Party. I'm specifically frustrated in the fact that the GOP raised $300 million in the name of election integrity because of Donald J. Trump. And they did not contribute a single penny to the audits. They don't push for audits. They don't fight for audits. Literally, they do not care. And the reason is, I believe in many ways, our country has now become subject to the Uniparty. I don't call myself a Republican anymore. That is a unfavorable, distasteful term to use at the moment, because I do believe if it was a unified party, everybody would have been fighting for election integrity. And right now, there are more Republicans standing in the way of election integrity than there are Democrats standing in the way of election integrity. It's absolutely sickening. And you look at some of these states and their senators just mock it. There's no such thing as election fraud. There was no fraud. That is absolutely ridiculous. And they're bound and determined not to do what the people require of them to do. The United States of America and its voting people are crying out, we must get this right. We must make sure that we have election integrity, and we must make sure that we plug all of the holes in our voting process. And believe me, there's tons of holes. You could strain spaghetti with the colander known as our election process. But no politicians want to look at it. I think it's a combination of three things. They're ignorant to how the process works. They care more about their image and cancel culture. They don't want bad things written about them. Remember, you can only be canceled if you let people cancel you. And then I think there's a whole crop of Republicans that absolutely believe that if it was dug into, right? If it was dug into, maybe even their own elections would be called into question. Just a quick Wikipedia You know, the platform, and this is what they say, the platform of the Republican Party of the United States is generally based on American conservatism. Like, that's a bad thing. And so conservatism is the politically and social philosophy which characteristically prioritizes American traditions, republicanism, and limited federal government power in relation to the states, referred to more simply as limited government's rights. But is that what's going on? We just had 13 GOP people basically allow this current administration to bind us all for another $14,000 apiece in passing unlimited spending again. Now, Wikipedia points out that the Republican Party evolved over time. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Currently, the party's fiscal conservatism includes support for lower taxes, free market capitalism, deregulation of corporations, and restrictions on labor unions. The party's social conservatism includes support for gun rights and other traditional values, often associated with a Christian foundation, including restrictions on abortion. In foreign policy, Republicans usually favor increased military spending, and other Republican issues include restriction on immigration, opposing to drug legalization, and support for school choice. On its face, yes, that's true. Is that what our lawmakers are standing for today? When they put in these big infrastructure bills, when they actually support mandates? Think about it. We have Republicans voting for these mandates. What about our 13th Amendment that says there's no such thing as indentured servitude? Which is exactly what happens when we do mandates and it's held over our head and we have to do a mandate in order to work. That is a violation of the 13th Amendment when it comes to indentured servitude. So how did we get upside down? Well, to understand how we got upside down, we've got to go back in time and look at what is the Republican Party. So you've heard me say GOP. I remember when I had to first learn what it was. And it stands for Grand Old Party. Personally, I think that name fits the Republican Party today better than it ever has throughout time. It is the Grand Old Party. This old party has lost its way and is playing good old politics. Now, going back to the 1870s, you know, both the politicians and the newspapers began to refer to the Republican Party both as the Grand Old Party and or the Gallant Old Party. That was to emphasize its role in preserving the Union during the Civil War. Most people forget that. Remember, it was Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves. Now, the Republican Party of Minnesota, for instance, adopted the platform in 1874, and that it says it guarantees that the Grand Old Party that saved this country is still true to the principles that gave its birth. How freaking oxymoronic is that statement? Isn't that where we get Rashida Tlaib, Imar Omar? Isn't that where we actually get very people that want to destroy America, hate Israel and our allies, and think that America is a bad thing? Think about that. The Republican Party of Minnesota adopted a platform in 1874 that it said, ready for this, guarantees that the Grand Old Party that saved the country is still true to its principles that gave it birth. In that very opening statement, we absolutely already know we have completely walked away from what a conservative Grand Old Party really means. And ironically, Minnesota that gave the guarantee that our country will be true to its principles, the very principles that gave our country birth, is one of the most liberal American-hating states that we have. Now, in the 1870s, by the way, you know, the Grand Ole Party was only a teenager. It had been reformed in 1854 from what some say was the former Whig Party. And those were members that opposed expansion of slavery into Western territories. That's part of it. Opposing the expansion of slavery, specifically into the Western territories. Now, it was first adopted, the Grand Ole Party was actually first adopted by the Republicans, the what was called the Elder Rival, okay? And that's going back to Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson. Bump, bump, bump. That was the big Elder Rival. See, in 1859 inaugural address, Kentucky's Democratic governor, Beriah Magoffin, M-A-G-O-F-F-I-N, proclaimed, "The Grand Ole Party has never changed its name, its purposes, or its principles, nor has it ever broken its pledges." I'm going back to the foundation of the party. Listen to these words. "The Grand Ole Party has never changed its name, its purposes, or its principles, nor has it ever broken its pledges." But I go right back up to Minnesota. Minnesota said, "We guarantee that the Grand Ole Party that saved the country is still true to the principles that gave it birth." Even just the history between then and now is almost like totally wiped away. It conflicts with itself. However, back in, I guess it was 1860. Back then, the Democrats, especially New Haven, Connecticut, were actually talking about the upcoming presidential election. And what they were warning of in 1860, that this Grand Ole Party is divided and in danger of defeat. Now, we've heard that in every single election. This is just the way politics fight. But at its core, if you're conservative, are we still Republicans? Are we still the GOP, the Grand Old Party? Or another question, is the Grand Old Party still us? Is the Grand Old Party still serving the need of the people that believe our great country was founded on a phenomenal piece of paper called the Declaration of Independence? But as we sit here today looking back at 2020, one simple piece of paper, a ballot, something easily controlled in the right way, something easily that can be secured, has compromised our entire country. I'm wondering, when did the party walk away from conservatives? The reason I ask that, if we just look at the Grand Ole Party today, raising over $300 million in the name of election integrity, has not paid one single nickel to making sure we get full forensic audits or any audits in any state in the United States. Now, personally, I think a lot of the Grand Ole Party is culpable with what happened in the 2020 election. Don't you think it was one party that finagled the election? That is not true. It took both parties to do it. And what were they afraid of? They were afraid of a person that came in and said, "You see this party? It's broken. It needs to be fixed. You see how you're not paying attention to the people? I'm going to pay attention to the people. You see how you're not getting anything done and you're enriching yourself? I'm going to get things done for the people. And that money is going to push down to the people." And you know what? The GOP overall hated him for it. They could not let an outsider come in and tell them how our country should be run. At its core, I'm going to call it plainly, I've always said the only way we're going to fix what's broken with the United States of America is we need a great businessman to come in and run it like a company that needs to pay its bills and at least break even, if not turn a profit, and quit running it like a nonprofit that has unlimited deep pockets and that makes the people go into servitude to pay for everything they whim. When we come back, I'm going to dive into what's called the Missouri Compromise. I'll be right back right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Okay, folks, so part of the crap I'm talking about, crap is always culture, that's the C, R is for race, and AP is for American politics, because it's all become just a huge stinking pile of crap, and what we all need to do is get empowered to tell the elite, to tell our educators, to tell the system, many of our religious systems and institutions as well, and specifically the politicians, to cut the crap. We won't stand for it. And that's what cut the crap is. Cut out the culture, the race, and the American politics game, and get down to serving just the people. I'm talking about the origins of the Republican Party. Most people in the Republican Party don't even know that in Philadelphia, when it was seated there, that our lawmakers, state reps, etc., were assassinated for freeing the slaves and supporting black people to vote. Now, of course, remember the change is, hey, Republicans are racist, right? They never tell you that those assassinations that they assassinated were by the hands of a Democrat, and the ones he assassinated were the black Republicans. They conveniently leave that out of the story, because they collude with the media to make people of color, who are Americans first before anything, believe that Republicans hate them. That's total junk. Let's go back. So at the origins of the Republican Party, what happened is in 1820, there was a thing called the Missouri Compromise. Now, the Missouri Compromise, what it did is it divided the country at the 36 degree, 30 parallel between what was called pro-slavery agrarian South and the anti-slavery industrial North. What happened is that kind of kept an uneasy peace for three decades. But see, there was a difference then. And in scale to the globe, although they don't teach history properly, right? They want you to believe the battle was only about slavery. It was not about slavery. It was about economics. It was about power, because we were moving in to an industrial North, and the battle was over the seat of the power, and the power was in the South. Now, today, critical race theory and everything with it, they've hijacked it to lead you to believe that we had millions and millions of slaves. But the reality is, yes, there were a few hundred thousand black people that were enslaved, most of them in Puerto Rico and Latin America, very few overall in the United States of America. There were more indentured servants that were Irish than there were black people. And that's where they started learning that they could manipulate. And, oh, we'll just help you out, because it was all about control. And so what happened is, in this battle, what happened in 1854, the peace was shattered in that Missouri Compromise, and that was the Kansas-Nebraska Act. And it meant that settlers could decide if their state would be free or a slave state. Northern leaders such as Horace Greeley and Salmon Chase and Charles Sumner would not sit back and watch the flood of pro-slavery settlers go across the parallel. And so they decided a new party was needed. We got to have a new party that absolutely stands for no slavery. Are you getting this, folks? You never hear this in history class. They needed to make sure they had a party that was pure, that was absolutely about no slavery. And so what happened in early 1854, the first Republican prototype, should we say, party took place, and at all places, ready for this, folks? Ripon, Wisconsin, or Ripon, however you want to say it. Wisconsin, another place that has totally walked away in many ways from their Republican roots. See, it's eroding from the inside. That is what started, jump-started this thing called the Republican Party. And then not too far after that, on July 6th, in 1854, 100,000 people turned out for a mass training and convention, what they called Under the Oaks, getting people together to understand this new party and what it stood for, and that it would not be pro-slavery. You want to know where that was, folks? That was in Jackson, Michigan. Look at the states we've lost. Minnesota gone, Wisconsin gone, Michigan gone. And then it led to the first organized convention, which was February 22nd in 1856. Where was that? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And so June 17th, 1856, there was the birth of the Republican Party as a unified force. Oh, there's another state that's completely gone. Everything is about eroding history at its roots. Eroding history at its roots. It's only when we go back in time and we look at our history and what we're supposed to stand for, if we're conservatives, if we're the Republican Party, and nobody knows their history. They don't even understand these pledges. And then when you look at it, and you look where the erosion is today, it's very easy to understand how long the party, the system, and the foundation of what made our country great has been eroded at, has been infected with people that just want to come in and use the name and control everything they can. Because believe me, it is all about control. You don't even hear these tenets anymore. To stay true to what made our nation great to begin with. It's almost as if that is taboo. We even have Republicans that won't wear an American flag on their lapel. How is that okay if you are, in fact, a conservative and, in fact, the Grand Old Party? More coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march
make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote, but your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
So, folks, let's go back just a little bit further in time. And look at what did George Washington, in fact, think about the issue of political parties. George Washington stated that it's natural for people to try to organize and operate within groups such as political parties. But he also, in his writings and teachings, argued that every government has recognized political parties as an enemy, meaning you can have parties pro-government and parties against government, that political parties eventually become enemies of the state. Now, that's exactly what's going on right now with our current administration. They're trying to convince you that being conservative and white or having family values, whether you're a American or color or not, that you are an enemy of the state. Therefore, the state has always sought to repress parties because of their tendency to seek more power than other groups. And, ready for this? To take revenge on other parties. Think about that. George Washington recognized that parties will take revenge on each other when they can. Do you believe that's true? I believe that's true. Now, if you look at being Republican or Republicanism, it means that it's a political ideology centered on a citizenship in a state that it's organized as a republic. That's what we are. We are a republic. Most people don't understand that. When it comes to this election stuff, it is the state that literally sets the rules and that you work with, not the federal government. Because remember, if the federal government could change the system, there would be no way for any party to win. That's just the way it is. Now, our founding fathers Were they Republican or were they Democrat? Do you know? Well, they were actually only what was called originally Federalist. Federalist. That's what they were. A Federalist, it dominated our national government from about 1789 to 1801. That was the what we're going to call is the party of Alexander Hamilton. It favored centralism, federalism, modernization, and a bit of it protectionism, meaning protection classes. So in all this, we've been around, we've done this, and we've experienced it. But this is the rub. When you stop teaching history, people forget their origins. When you don't teach history in schools and you don't teach that the Republican Party is what freed the slaves and stood against it, you can grow up in schools thinking the Republican Party is the enemy that enslaved people. That is why teaching history is so important. If you don't know history, you don't know that the Republicans are the party of Lincoln. You don't know that's the party that got Lincoln elected or abolished slavery. It is not allowed to be taught. You don't know that it's the party that opposes government regulation of the economy and it also opposes that everything should be run socially governmently by the government. The government can't run or operate anything efficiently. The example of that is Native Americans in the United States of America that have everything provided for them by the United States government, and they have the highest suicide, disease, and alcoholism rate because they're just dumbed down and beat down because our government won't let them thrive and says, look, you got to stay on the government tit. That's what we do. When the Republican Party was originally formed, they were the majority party in the northern states. They had some supporters also in the southern states. But what's interesting is they talk about how this is reversed over time. I do not agree with that. I'll give you an example. I 100% believe that the state of California, that multiple times elected Ronald Reagan and got him in the White House, I believe and have always believed California is red. I believe that to this day. But California is so rigged that they've suppressed it to keep it blue, and they do it illegally, and they do it because it's 55 electoral votes. California's had this problem more than any of us. And it's a big battleground, and California will play, and Californians will play a very key role in setting our nation free from what's going on. But I don't want to digress. So when the Republican Party was originally formed, it was the party of freedom, the party of prosperity, and the party of vision. What is freedom? Lack of government control. Is freedom mandates? Is freedom deciding what you can see or learn or hear or share on social media? No, it's not. Republicans were the party of prosperity. Prosperity is go and do it, achieve it, make it happen, live your dreams. But how do current Republicans vote for a system that oppresses people through sending taxes to the roof, uncontrolled absolute spending all over the place, and also, once again, says, oh, nope, you got to comply with mandates. You've got to do this. When the 13th Amendment actually prevents that type of indentured servitude to the government. And then they were supposedly the party of vision. Do you believe right now in the United States of America that the Republican Party is the party of vision, of any vision? Now, I know the Democrat Party. I know what they stand for. If you want to believe you have 63 sexes and you want to identify as a squirrel, dye your hair pink and run around in fluffy pajamas and make up freaking pronouns for yourself, I understand their vision completely. What is the vision of the Republican Party? How did the vision of the Republican Party get away from freedom, prosperity? How did we stop talking about that? How did the vision of the Republican Party find a fellow, Donald J. Trump, who came in, delivered for the people in a huge way? How did they believe that vision wasn't okay? Enough that they wouldn't support him. Enough that they ran him out. Enough that they could backstab him anytime they want. Again, what was right is wrong. What was wrong is right. And everything's upside down. I saw a thing I posted today about Joy Reid. Right? She's one of these news commentators. I forget whether she's MSNBC or whatever. And she said a sign that Joe Biden's Build Back Better was working is that Americans were now spending more money than ever. Now, let me give you an example. Basic items in your household that once cost you $100 now at minimum cost you $128. In some places, the $100 now cost $200 depending what you're buying. Does that count as progress of because we're spending more? No, we're spending more for the same stuff, getting less. That's not prosperity. That is not an economy booming back. We're forced to spend this, period. Another thing that is forgotten about the Republican Party, and this is why they don't teach its history, and this is why you need to sit your young ones down and correct them. But this is why in our schools, one of the biggest enemies of the United States of America is our educational institutions, our academic institutions, because they won't even teach you the Republican Party freed the slaves. And they certainly won't teach you that the Republican Party was the one that pushed and got women in the United States of America the right to vote. The first woman elected to Congress was a Republican. The first Black American female millionaire was a Republican. This is why they do not teach about the party in history records anymore in schools. And they replace it with a revisionist history that wants our young ones to believe something else. But is anybody fighting for the truth in history? I don't see Republicans fighting for history to be taught anymore. Yes, some are fighting about critical race theory and getting it out. Some of them are ignoring it. Literally, if you erase history and we continue to let this happen, you forget what being a Republican is supposed to be. Legal immigration, not illegal immigration, legal immigration. This is a prime example of how even our parties have lost their way. I believe that 90 million Americans that are conservatives basically feel like their vote was stolen. If I was to put an equal number of Democrats there, I think there's half of the Democratic population that would consider themselves Democrats that are looking at our economy right now going, what in the hell? I never voted for this crap. And they're doubting what it is. But is that going to help change America if we don't fight for election integrity and we don't get back to our Republican roots and that motto of get back to how our country was founded? I don't know if I would ever encourage a Democrat to jump over to the Republican Party because I'm having a hard time understanding what the Republican Party stands for anymore. What is the Republican Party willing to fight for? If they're not willing to fight for election integrity, if they get embarrassed about talking about something's wrong with this election, those votes shouldn't have counted that way, and we want to look at it, why are they even Republicans? We have Secretary of States and governors and stuff that are Republican that are not mandating in their states we look at all the election results. And it doesn't matter if President Trump won those states. Believe me, they're still coming after your city if you're a conservative city. Why don't Republican politicians think about that? See, I see these Republican politicians playing games and think, I'll just play along, they'll like me, and I'll continue as whatever. No, you're the next target, idiot. If we don't get this fixed, and you don't fix it for us and help us, you're going to be ousted next time, and it's probably going to be an illegal vote. That is what is at issue. I'll give you my final comments coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote, but your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain How did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
So at the core of this, I believe that going back to our roots and understanding where we come from and understanding what we believe in and are willing to fight for is what's key. I also believe that's part of the strategy of the left. Call it the extreme left, but now all the left has adopted it and the media pushes it. Is that if they can make you lose your identity, if they can make you forget who you are, and they can just confuse you and keep you from looking, then they just try to give you all these little bubbles and beads to look at without going, wow, is America really working today? Is this working for me? I'm looking at Yahoo News at the moment. I do this as an example. Yahoo News literally thinks the top headline today is Travis Scott, others sued $2 billion over Astroworld death. Yes, it's a bad thing happened, but how is that important of what's going on in our country right now? Why do we care Heidi Klum flashes her sculpted butt in a new topless Instagram photo? The same people that promoted the Me Too movement and don't objectify women or you're bad. The headline is Heidi Klum, 48, flashes her super sculpted butt in a new topless Instagram photo. Time and time and time and time again, we're just hammered with junk. The news, where there is no news, is literally just trying to distract us from really looking at our life. Who the hell cares that Camila Mendez went braless in a see-through rhinestone crop top? I don't. Who really cares about some of these things that they put up as quote-unquote news to get us look the other way, but won't encourage us to look at what's going on in our society truly? It's all one big distraction. And, you know, sometimes our young kids think celebrities are who they should emulate. That's part of the rig too, because they hold up people who are not worthy and tell our young people that's who you emulate. And that's why our young people get out and stomp and protest and do things that is truly a detriment to America. Now, all parties are guilty of this. You can go on right now to Wikipedia and try to read about the Republican Party and its positions, but half the page is about how being Republican is bad and they don't pay attention to global warming. Period. Because nothing anymore is about making sure the world knows the truth. Don't get me wrong, folks. I believe in all aspects that our great country will survive this because at our hearts, we are patriots and we are Americans and we will get through this and we will fix it. But at the same time, you have to understand the onslaught that we have and what we fight against. We fight against weekly billions and billions of dollars of media that try to tell us our way of life, the things we value, being white or being conservative, and then it doesn't matter if you have color in your skin, are bad things. So I have a question for you. As we see our society and parties drift away from our values, why do we even still acknowledge them anymore? Why do we, in fact, still watch mainstream media? I personally won't go to any movies and support them if their actors do the crap that says, I hate America. I won't give them my money. Do you know why? Because your dollars is a vote as well. I'm not going to lose out because I don't watch the newest Marvel movie when three of their main characters as actors, the real people, hate America. Why would I give them my money? Why would I continue to shop in places that support crap and hate America when I want to go back to American values? And here's the point. If you don't know the history and you can't clearly see that we're drifting, then you can't correct it. I'm here to point out we're drifting. I'm here to point out to you every day you live your life and how you live your life is a reflection of your values in life. If you are still consuming traditional freaking liberal media that wants to toxic your brain, but you're still doing it out of habit, you're feeding the very beast, the beast, and I think it's an evil beast, that wants to kill your way of life. We have to wake up, America. You have to understand the only thing government stands, or people, these people understand, vote with your money by putting it in the right place and speak up. To comply is to allow them to ruin our lives and to kill America. I, for one, will not stand for it. I am not made that way. I want you to join me in telling them all they must cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country,
our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.